This week, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the state must adhere to a 160-year-old law banning nearly all abortions. It's the latest state to peel back abortion access since Roe v. Wade was overturned. A new documentary called No One Asked You follows comedian Liz Winstead and her abortion access front, made up of activists, writers, producers, and fellow comedians who use humor to destigmatize abortion and fight against anti-abortion groups nationwide. The documentary follows the group's 7-year journey, including a stop here in Milwaukee that puts abortion providers and clinic volunteers in the spotlight. No One Asked You is directed by Ruth Lightman and co-produced by Susan Kearns. Ahead of its screening at the Milwaukee Film Festival this weekend, they join me now. Ruth, Susan, welcome to Lake Effect.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So how did you come to know of the Abortion Access Front and the Vagical Mystery Tour spearheaded by comedian Liz Winstead?
I met Liz in 2012 at Netroots Nation, which is this amazing conference, best of grassroots organizing on the net. And Liz was there with her book, Liz Free or Die, which had a really beautiful essay in it about her abortion story, which really resonated with me. And then, you know, cut to 4 years later, it's the day after the 2016 election, and I'm watching MSNBC as I would often, and there would be Liz talking about what is happening in abortion access, except now things are about to get much worse. And so, you know, as all of us were, you know, sad, crying, trying to figure out what we were going to do, I thought, wow, this is about to be really awful, and I need a little levity. I need a little, you know, comedy in my life. And we were really fortunate that we reached out to them and they were willing to let us follow them with a camera for what turned out to be 7 years. And, you know, the sort of flashpoint was that they were about to go on the Vagical Mystery Tour, a 16-city USO meets Habitat for Humanity tour across the Midwest and Southern battleground states.
Susan, can you share how you became involved in this film, some of your roles over the course of filming, and go into a bit of detail about what the Vagical Mystery Tour involved in visiting clinics around the country?
Yeah, so I will talk about my involvement, and then I'll pass it back to Ruth for the Vagical Mystery Tour part. I actually became involved later with the Garbage Fire Festival that was in Milwaukee. So Ruth, she knows that I live in Milwaukee up here. So she was like, hey, this is happening. We need a bunch of filmmakers and we need to cover different parts of the city at the same time. You know, can you help? And it was really kind of an amazing moment. I felt like for Milwaukee to kind of rally behind this film, because we literally had teams of filmmakers in different parts of the city covering things like not just the comedy shows, but also the protests that were happening. And it was really exciting to see filmmakers come out to want to support Ruth, want to support Abortion Access Front, and really want to make sure that people in the city knew what was happening to help support our ability to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. Because as you know, Wisconsin has been back and forth a lot recently. We're fighting the good fight, but it is something that I think people weren't always thinking about until it was too late. And so this was a moment where people could start getting people excited to think about it before things got really bad.
And Susan helped to facilitate literally crews all over the entire city because there was so much going on. But the reason for the Garbage Fire Festival in the first place was it was a counter protest to what was happening in the city. Every year, anti-abortion extremists find a city in an abortion vulnerable state and descend upon that city and state for a week to 10 days. And in 2019, they picked Milwaukee and also Madison. And the clinic, Affiliated Medical Services, was a really vulnerable clinic, both physically and politically, what was happening in the state. And right across the street is a CPC, a fake clinic, a crisis pregnancy center. So there was a lot that was happening like right around the clinic. And so Abortion Access Front job role in all of this was to keep the protesters, keep the anti-abortion extremists away from the clinic while they were there. And well, as you see in the film, visually, there was, you know, they made themselves known very much so.
So, Ruth, you mentioned one of the jobs of people involved in the Abortion Access Front was to be that buffer between the anti-abortion protesters and be a barrier for people going to the clinic. But another thing they did, not just in Milwaukee, but in cities all over the U.S. that this documentary explores in other clinics, they do everything from painting to organizing to writing support notes to having abortion stigma workshops and a comedy show to talk about these issues while giving providers some levity. So the whole concept of humor as a radical act, can you talk about that a little bit and how that's a focal point to this film that's obviously a very heavy present topic always?
Sure. I mean, I think that in the pro-abortion movement, there are so many different organizations, people who provide support in different ways. And one of the reasons why we decided to follow Liz and Abortion Access Fund is centering comedy and using comedy and outrage as a way to bring people together and bring empathy and love and joy to something that's really hard every day. And so what you see in the film is Abortion Access Front going to one of these 16 cities and beyond and getting to know the people at the clinic, getting to know the providers, and getting to know the clinic escorts, listening to them about what they need. Do they need some new steps because somebody tried to trash their stairs? Do they need water because they're in the middle of Mississippi and they need cartons of water to bring to the escorts? And then Liz used her celebrity to bring together some of the best up-and-coming comics from across the country and bring them to these towns to have a comedy show, bring people together, build a larger community so that when the comics left, they had a good time and these people could volunteer and be involved. And then, of course, there was a talk back afterwards so that people would understand what was happening locally in their community. And it was sort of a model that worked, and they did it everywhere. And so that enabled us to go back to the same places over and over again to get to know what was happening with the clinics, to film them over a series of years, because it started to become really clear before the Garbage Fire Festival. It started to become clear the year before in Indiana, when we were in Indiana, that with all of the copycat laws that were coming down the pike then around abortion and now about abortion and trans rights, that we were on a race to the bottom. And one of these states was going to be the state that overturned Roe.
This film also centers the providers. Yes, it's about this troop of comedians and other volunteers visiting clinics, but it really asks them, what do you need? What is your concern? What can we help with, no matter how big or small? And I'm curious about, with your experiences in these different cities or here in Milwaukee, what are the commonalities that you found in the people who staff and volunteer at abortion clinics across the U.S.?
I'll tell you one thing that's really beautiful about the escorts from Affiliated Medical Services. So after Roe was overturned and they had to close, and everyone had to close in Wisconsin, you know, they were really working hard to be able to come back. And when the clinic reopened, those same escorts came back, which is, you know, incredible. You know, one of them went off to grad school to come back. You know, they went off and did what they needed to do with their lives, but they came back because it's a calling. I think the commonality with all of them is that they're going to integrate their life plans, their work plans around being a clinic escort. So you have Dorinda in Mississippi who planned her work and really reduced her work so that she could be a full-time volunteer and a part-time restaurant worker. And I think that that's a commonality with all of them, is that as hard and as brutal as this work is, they're not going to abandon it anytime soon, because they know that their work is critical to turning the tide.
I think that, not exactly about the escorts, but one of the things I was thinking about when Ruth was talking is that because they had been working on this film before I became involved with it, I was able to see clips about what they were doing while they were on the Vagical Mystery Tour and how they were approaching the film. And I think one of the things that was really exciting for me is that it felt like I was the target audience for the film, because I hadn't been keeping up. You know, I knew that things were bad. I didn't know the details. I had tried to sort of follow things here and there, but it seemed so complicated for me. And one of the things I really appreciate about the film is that when the comics are going to the clinics, they're asking the kinds of questions that feel relatable to me. They're not asking from like the perspective of a politician or from the perspective of like a news anchor. They were just asking like, what? Like this, what? Like, why does that make any sense? And I found that very relatable. And so that's, you know, part of why I was excited to help with this too, is I feel like we need more of that kind of communication where you can sort of naturally respond to the audacity and outrageousness of some of these laws that happen while we're, you know, just consumed with the busyness of everyday life. So that's what I'm so excited about No One Asked You, and hoping that other folks have a similar reaction and want to re-engage.
With this film and the whole process, especially for you, Ruth, over 7 years, about in the last section, it's that speed up to current day. And it's easy to feel conflicting feelings, angry, sad by the end of this film, when it reminds us what's happened so quickly in the last handful of years. So how do you hope audiences will respond or feel after watching No One Asked You?
Well, it was really important that once Roe was overturned with Dobbs in Mississippi, that we not only add more comedy, but we gave people the idea that they could all be engaged in the solution. And so it was really great that Liz and her team came up with this day, Operation Save Abortion, where they had 10,000 people streaming for 8 hours in one day, giving people instruction and activities and little bits of information, showing them that each person can do something. Because I think that what we had was a country full of people who were surprised, and we had so much activism fatigue after all that we had been through, you know, in the 6 years before that. Sort of, how do you bring together people to then engage and be able to go out and do something about it? And so what we want people to walk away from the film is that they can be a part of the solution, and they need to be. And if it's, you're just going to sit in your bedroom one night and you're going to write postcards, really nice love notes to somebody that's going to an abortion clinic, that's the kind of thing that we really want people to walk away from. They can work on something for an hour a week, an hour a month. They can contribute funds if they have funds, but there's so many different things that people can do, and that men really need to get involved in this fight. So anyone and everyone can do something.
I think the other thing I've been struck by recently is how people are much more willing to use the word abortion. And I think that's been kind of a revolutionary thing that happened almost overnight after Roe fell. There was this idea before that we were supposed to feel bad or something if we were using the term abortion. And I think we have really moved beyond that and moved beyond it very quickly. And I think that's really, really exciting. And one of the things that I feel like I am keeping track of as I read news stories is that people are learning now what abortion is, and as healthcare, all of the different ways that people need it. And I am very heartened that it does seem like some of those conversations are changing and people are more willing to engage with it as a, not just normal, but like important part of healthcare that we need to have available to anyone who needs it.
Well, Ruth and Susan, I want to thank you both so much, not only for your work in the documentary, but for joining me today to share more. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Ruth Lightman is the director of the documentary No One Asked You, and Milwaukee filmmaker Susan Kearns is one of the co-producers. They both joined me ahead of the film screenings in the Milwaukee Film Festival, and both Lightman and Kearns, as well as comedian Lynn Winstead, will be in attendance for the screening this Saturday, and you can find out more information at wuwm.com.